Chapter 21. Niku, leader of the Carrion Crows, perched near the rim of the boiling lake in the sulphurous atmosphere of the large cavern. He preferred it there of late. Every bird or reptile in the domain beneath the tree-clad hill did also. Every beast was avoiding Corvus Skyr. The tyrant lord of the Doomwhites held them all in disfavour. He remained in the darker, cooler rear cavern, brooding by the cold, bottomless pond, with only the huge, loathsome wells for company. It was a futile exercise. The giant fish would not communicate with Corvus. No matter how much he fed it with live frogs, toads, newts and lizards, the longer Corvus Skyr stayed in isolation, dwelling on the disloyalty of his followers, the more dangerous he became. His pact with Ballas was now common knowledge to all. He knew he had made a grave mistake by hiring the legendary slayer, but Corvus could not allow himself to lose face by admitting it. Accordingly, the situation got worse. Now no creature dared approach him, fearing his towering rages and sudden fits of violence. Even his smooth snake, Sicarus, had taken refuge in the noxious fumes of the main cavern. His once faithful whites joined the crows, magpies and chuffs, who mostly camped outside by the stream now. It was close to evening when several crows who had been out in the woodlands, scavenging, came to perch in the downy birch outside. Vika was called from the bubbling lake. The crows had something to report. Winging out into the open, he perched on the topmost boughs of the birch, looking down on his minions. Viku closed his eyes, waiting until one of the birds began.
"Kak, my brothers and I have seen."
The leader's eyes flashed open, transfixing the speaker with a sharp, inquisitive stare.
"Kak, so you have seen."
It was the carrion manner of giving an underling permission to carry on. The crow launched right into his report.
"Kak, we saw the mighty poison teeth Ballas in the woodlands south and west of here. Yarrah! He is acting strangely, battering himself against trees and rocks, tearing up the earth, writhing and hissing. We think he has taken an injury."
Viku switched his attention to another of the carrion for confirmation, snapping at him.
"Crack! An injury? How did you know this?"
The second crow shuffled along the branch, spreading both wings expressively.
"Cora! The head of Ballas has grown bigger, swollen, with many scars and sores upon it. By the way he hurls his body about, he looks to be driven mad."
Viku closed his eyes again, giving the matter much thought. When he had arrived at a decision, he clacked his beak at the two crows who had reported.
"Corvus Skyr must hear of this. Yaka! Follow me. You will tell him what you have seen."
It was a frightening interview. Corvus menaced the three crows, pressing them for every scrap of information, hovering over them with his lethal beak ready to strike at eye or throat. They told him everything. The demeanour of Ballas, the extent of his wounds, and the location where they had seen him. Corvus stood silent a while, watching the shivering carrion as his murderous shining eyes bored into them. Then he spoke.
"Ha! Leave me now, Viku. Tell my whites I would speak with them. Say it is my command that Sicarus attends me also."
The tyrant raven was a clever schemer. He began planning. This news could restore his prestige, renew his power as ruler of the subterranean realm. Sicarus coiled beneath a heap of reeking bones, which were piled against the slime-coated wall of the main cave. She had been listening at the entrance to the second cave, hearing all that went on. Sicarus did not trust the raven any more, so she stayed hidden. Let Corvus Skyr do his own thinking from now on. See how far that got him without the wisdom and counsel of his former oracle.